There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. Last hour, we hit on a lot of subjects. We were talking about that gal, Rachel, whatever her name is.
She just wants to be black.
Yeah, that gal.
At heart.
Yeah, the NAACP president from Spokane lady that apparently was white and now black. And we spoke about the flag burning and the concepts of slavery. Was really talking about how we have, come to accept what slavery is and what it isn't, and we won't, we don't have good terminology for essentially the bondage to the government that we have today.
Right. If you say slavery in polite society, they immediately think that you're blowing things out of proportion. And no, there was slavery one time, and it was those black people who were whipped and chained, and they were brought over on boats, and they had to go, go through the cotton fields. And their family, they were separated from their families and not. So if you call yourself a slave, then you are you're blowing this so far out of proportion, you have no right to say those things.
And it was a glorious victory to sacrifice, 300,000 American lives to end it, when every other country managed to do it with the sacrifice of about 10 lives in comparison.
Yeah. Well, you could probably say that it kind of happened that way here in the North, where slavery just kind of died over time. And
right, just became unpopular.
Right.
And it probably would have become unpopular in the South, too. And they wouldn't have been perhaps so rigid if on not wanting to give up that aspect if they hadn't been beaten.
All they would have done is exactly what happened to the building of the agriculture machines that made slavery unnecessary. I mean, it did cost an awful lot to house and to the initial purchase of a slave, and you had to house them, and then you had to keep them in line, and you always had to worry about revolts, and it was a big deal.
Well, the country was built on slavery, and it wasn't just built on black slavery. The black slavery was unique in that it was like the children of slaves were also slaves, but
right.
People were kidnapped over Europe.
Indentured servants were always, they could always get out of it.
Well, when they could get out of it, but oftentimes their indentured servitude would be extended for whatever reason, and it's the master, the owner, or whatever that's getting it extended.
Yeah, right. Not enough crops this year, Joe. We're gonna tack another 5 years on.
You just didn't do things right. Sorry, you weren't a good enough servant.
There was an article, and everyone's been posting it, the forgotten Irish slaves.
Yes.
And I got it on my to-do list and to read. It looks like a pretty good one.
I've read stories like that in the past, and I don't even know what the value is necessarily of discussing whether, obviously people of different colors have been slaves, and slavery is still going on today. But I think that there's a really interesting piece that you brought to the table here, Conan. I've read it before. It's called The Tale of the Slave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really breaks it down, the different levels of slavery. And that's why I asked earlier, what percentage of slave are we today? Because you said, you used the word serfdom and really said we're 30% slaves. And this really does break it down into seven steps of slavery. It was written by Robert Nozick, and it's in the book Anarchy, State, and Utopia. And it goes as this: consider the following sequence of cases, which we shall call The Tale of the Slave, and imagine it is about you. Number one.
So imagine it's about you. This is great.
Right. Number one, there is a slave completely at the mercy of his brutal master's whims. He often is cruelly beaten, called out in the middle of the night, and so on. So this is, I think, when we see the media today of the plight of the black man, the early black man in the U.S., this is what we think. The master is he's tying up Kuta Kinte on the post, and what's your name? Your name
Toby.
Is Toby.
Right.
And that's what we think of, that's what real slavery is. And I'm thinking that that's number one, is that's That's number one slavery right
there. Yeah, absolutely. Number one slavery. I don't think there's any argument that's number one slavery.
So 100%. The man has no rights at all. He is everything. He is not allowed to pee. He's not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to sleep. He's not allowed to do anything unless his master says he's able to do it. And
it would be like what Lincoln called pure tyranny.
Right.
Yeah.
But number two isn't much better.
No, it's not. Number two, the master is kindlier and beats the slave only for the stated infraction of his rules, not fulfilling the work quota, and so on. He gives the slave some free time.
Now, largely, this is what people, slave owners in the South, would say about themselves, is I'm a pretty good slave ower. I don't beat them much, and I give them
some
time.
Yeah, not like the plantation down the hill. I mean, we're so much nicer to our slaves. They never run off. they're always having these problems where the slaves are running away, and we don't have that problem.
It would be a little bit like the Babylonian slave system, where they discovered they could get more work out of a slave if they gave them something approximating a weekend.
Yeah, I you know, you've got to really wonder how you get a slave to work when they don't really have a stake in it. You know, I mean, at that point, it's all stick and not very much carrot. This is kind of how it comes with employees and incentives. There's no bonus plan. There's no Christmas bonus. There's no incentive plan based on performance or anything like that for slaves, or not as much.
Yeah, there are many, many companies out there who are getting away from that, and I think those are usually the companies who start to suffer. If you don't have some kind of share profit plan where the people, the employees actually have a stake in the company, you know, they start stealing. And they feel entitled to do these types of things. Are they cause a ruckus? Are they slack off? And they feel entitled to these things because they're not provided a stake in the company.
Well, I wasn't given a stapler.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it's always a financial
stake. I was told there would be stapler.
oftentimes it's just an emotional stake, and I think this is what a lot of the newer companies are kind of going for, is that your opinion counts around here.
Right.
We put in a badminton court out back. Okay. You know, that kind of stuff. And, it works. It absolutely works. You know, just putting their name on a plaque, number one salesperson in the month of February, that kind of thing.
It does work a little bit anyways. The number three, the master has a group of slaves, and he decides how things are to be allocated among them on nice grounds, taking into account their needs, merit, and so on. So that's kind of what we're talking about right now, where you get more free time according to, you know, whether you're doing your good a job, whether you're,
Right. So he's got more than one slave, and he has this, you know, whatever the assets are of the plantation, he decides how those assets are allocated amongst the slaves. And, okay, obviously this would be done to some extent by the master. Sure.
Number four, the master allows his slaves 4 days on their own and requires them to work only 3 days a week on his land. The rest of the time is their time.
That's pretty good. I would think that as a slave, that's not too bad. That's a step up. So that's number four.
That's getting close to what we have now.
I think that's what it's trying to allude to, is essentially you have 4 days of your own and 3 days that you work for the government when it comes to counting the income taxes and all the different taxes and the regulations and all that stuff that's handed down on high from the government.
Right, because, I mean, you provide these 4 days of service, but he's providing your housing, he's providing your food, you know, everything's provided for you. You just work for him for 4 days.
Yeah, the housing and food stink, but yes.
Right, well, I mean, yeah. Number five. The master allows his slaves to go off and work in the city or anywhere they wish for wages. He requires only that they send back to him 3/7 of their wages. He also retains the power to recall them to the plantation if some emergency threatens his land, and to raise or lower the 3/7 amount required to be turned over to him. He further retains the right to restrict the slaves from participating in certain dangerous activities that threaten his financial return. For example, mountain climbing, cigarette smoking,
scuba diving, things like that. So, yeah, now we're full on into the sort of slavery that we might have today, because you don't have to live on the plantation. You don't have to. All you have to do is send back 3/7 of your earnings to master,
right.
And you're not allowed to do certain things that master says that's not applicable.
And if master ever goes to war with the other plantations, you got to come back and defend the plantation or go to war for the, you know, to protect the patriotic plantation that you were born on.
So we have gone through five of the nine, you know, sort of steps here in the tale of the slave. And it gets very insightful here shortly. Your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Ridley.
And Conan.
Tell you about Quantum Vibe. Quantum Vibe is a Liberty-themed, epic science fiction webcomic story, and it has recently concluded. But you can get Volume 3 of the series. It'll be available on the last day of June. But you can get advanced autographed copies purchased directly from Big Head Press the Wednesday before that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So just stop by Site 27 where we're going to be if you're going to be there. And if not, you can find it at bigheadpress.com. But the good news is Quantum Vibe Venus 23, it has launched. It launched on June 8th, and so there's a little bit there for you to read. It's an all-new story set in the same fictional universe with new characters and some familiar ones. You can check out this Liberty-themed webcomic at quantumvibe.com. Again, it is quantumvibe.com. We have been reading The Tale of the Slave, and who was the author of this one again?
Robert Nozick.
One of those. And we were on number 5. If you want to hear the rest, you can always grab the archive. It'll be available somewhere around midnight, maybe, Eastern time, at freetalklive.com. But basically, he's ticking off different levels of slavery. In this case, in the last case, number 5, master allows the slaves to, they can work and do whatever they want. They just have to give 3/7 of their income back to him and be on call in case he needs them.
He can conscript them to fight his battles for him.
And of course,
to protect the plantation, of course.
What if the plantation is constantly at war, like the United States? I mean, like, what is it? 200 out of the 230 years? How long has the U.S. been around?
It's quite a bit. And even in some of the years that they say we weren't at war, I really kind of wonder because,
But we don't have a draft because somehow or another we're able to, because we're so patriotic, we're able to, you know, the U.S. is able to convince enough youngins. To go and fight battles for them. But my college was paid for.
Yep.
I made really good money. And of course, I was a young, dumb kid and it was a nice job.
Yep.
It was nice. It was nice not knowing what I wanted to do with my life. And now, it's all taken care of for me. Everything's laid out for me.
Then you find out how much that sinks because very few people sign back up to keep staying in the military. You know, I mean, obviously.
Unless they actually go up the ranks and they're like, hey, I like bossing people around. This is all right. So you got your enlisted bosses and you got your officer bosses.
Lots of bosses.
Yep. Those are the guys who do well in the military.
And one other thing that from this number 5 example is master doesn't allow you to participate in certain dangerous activities that might ruin his financial return. For
right,
example,
no sugary drinks.
Yeah, cigarette smoking, mountain climbing, these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. So number 6, the master allows all of his 10,000 slaves, except you, to vote. And the joint decision is made by all of them. There is open discussion and so forth among them. And they have the power to determine to what uses to put whatever percentage of your and their earnings they decide to take, what activities legitimately may be forbidden to you, and so on.
So instead of the role of master deciding how much of your income is going to be taken, it's going to be every slave of the 10,000 slaves but you.
But you. So everyone gets together and is like, all right, we're going to set up this program to educate our kids. And we're going to take this amount of money from all of us and put it in this pool to do just that. It's kind of like, while you were gone, we all decided to get pizza.
Yeah, and now you owe
$5. Right, but I didn't want any pizza. Well, I'm sorry.
You're going to have to pay, and if you don't, we're going to lock you in the closet.
Exactly.
I've seen the Facebook meme, and I can see obviously where this is going, so...
There's a little piece here. So number 6 breaks off and goes, let us pause in the sequence of cases to take stock. If the master contracts this transfer of power so that he cannot withdraw it, you have a change of master. And now have 10,000 masters instead of just one. Rather, you have one 10,000-headed master. Perhaps the 10,000 even will be kindlier than the benevolent master in case 2. Still, they are your master. However, still more can be done. A kindly single master, as in case 2, might allow his slaves to speak up and try to persuade him to make a certain decision. The 10,000-headed monster cannot do this. Or they can do this also.
Yeah, but when it comes to convincing 10,000 people, it's significantly more difficult than it is to convince one. And the argument from the monarchists is that, hey, government used to be a family business, and it was conducted reasonably well most of the time. There are certainly some great standouts that you could see, you know, mad kings like Ivan the Terrible and King Henry VIII. Those are the ones that history tends to focus on because they're interesting. But most of the monarchs from the past did a reasonably good job.
Because they knew how to handle slaves. They didn't want, you know, revolts every 5 years. They didn't want, slackers. They wanted slaves who didn't know they were slaves.
Well, it's like Prince Bandar from Saudi Arabia is always saying, in your democracy, if you really, really displease the people, you lose an election. And here in Riyadh, if we really, really displease the people, we lose our head.
Yeah, I mean, there are arguments for monarchies. I think that when the United States does business with them, they really fly in the face of their own principles, though. So the idea.
Well, the United States supposedly is supposed to do business with everybody, and people are supposed to be allowed to do business with everybody.
I think a prime example of dealing with the 10,000-headed monster is just running for office or trying to get legislation done here in our country. You have to convince all these people to get it done, whereas if you did have that benevolent tyrant, dictator, then you have much, much better chance of getting it done if you're the only lobby and you only have to deal with one guy.
And, obviously that person's going to be corrupted by the power and all those things, too, but when you're dealing with individuals in a democratic situation, you're dealing with morons. You don't want me deciding how your brain surgery goes, because I am a brain surgery moron. And you, my dear listener, and me, and all of us, we don't really know how best to run other people's lives.
Right.
But we go ahead and go to the polls every few years and decide to pick some jackasses, some liars and thieves, pick amongst the sociopaths we have to choose from, and, you know, let them go and prescribe to people how their lives are going to be lived.
Right. Here in Keene, we have a drainage problem in downtown Keene. It floods every time it rains.
It's an old lake bed.
And this is, they built Keene in a swamp, and that's what you get. And every house has a basement, which is something. There's three of us in this room that come from Florida. You don't build basements in your homes in Florida, and it's the same thing if you live in a swamp in Keene. But anyways,
we call them indoor swimming pools in Florida.
There's a flooding problem, and it's the way that the water is routed here and there, and they've been dealing with this for the longest time. And, of course, they expect these politicians, these city councilors, to fix the problem. They're always complaining about how these things are going to, how are we going to get this fixed? I'm going to say they're never going to get it fixed.
Right.
And they're going to spend a lot of your money not getting it done.
Right. It's like complaining that New Orleans floods. There are dikes up for a reason. You're 10 feet under the water. Who told you to build a city 10 feet below sea level?
You got to tear it down.
855-450-3733. They had a chance to fix that, and they didn't do it. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Ridley.
And Conan.
855-450-FREE. We were talking about this this Tale of the Slave, which I think is a great little story. And we're going to get right back into that after I tell you about how to get Bitcoins. You go to ExpressCoin.com. They're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether they're Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, Dashcoin. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business, so you don't have to worry about any monkey business. You get your cryptocurrencies with a check or money order. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL and get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency for no fee at all. No fee for cryptocurrencies using coupon code FTL if you get less than $40 worth at ExpressCoin.com. Again, it's coupon code FTL, ExpressCoin.com.
So now in lesson six, we just found out that you no longer have the one plantation slaveholder. You have 10,000 heads all telling you how you're going to do your business.
And, right. So instead of one on this slave, this imaginary slave plantation where we're sort of taking steps in getting more liberty, instead of one master deciding how everything's all the resources are going to be allocated and, you know, how what behavior is going to be put in place. There's 10,000 people deciding, but you are the only one that doesn't get a vote. You are part of the slave herd. herd. I'm not sure what a group of slaves is. A sorrow. You're one of these sorrows, and but you don't get the vote. You're the only one who doesn't.
All right. Number seven, though still not having the vote, you are at liberty and are given the right to enter into discussion of the 10,000 to try to persuade them to adopt various policies and to treat you and themselves in a certain way. They then can go off to vote and decide upon policies covering the vast range of their powers.
So this is kind of how it is for me at the what we call the town meeting. That's what it's called. So once a year here in New England, in towns, and I think it's SB1 and SB2 towns is what it's called, mm-hmm. as opposed to cities.
Right. That's how our school board is set up here in Keene, where you can still do this. You can't do this on the city level.
But on the town level in my town, you can go and you can you sit in the crowd and you talk about the budget or whatever, and then everybody votes on things that are above, I don't know, $40,000 or something like that. They kind of vote to approve the budget as it is or amend it, and that's basically it.
And every now and then, some yahoo will come in and have some warrants that say, we don't want another police cruiser. Or some yahoo might say, we do want another police cruiser, and we want to put it on the ballot so that people can actually vote on it.
And so, for instance, there was $5,000 put aside for the fire department fund this year. But before the vote was made, one of my fellow firefighters stood up and said, let's just move it to $25,000. Fire equipment is getting very, very expensive.
Right.
And I wouldn't disagree with him. Fire department equipment is getting very, very expensive. But, I mean, this is just how it's done. So they all decide together. Now, I get up and I speak on a relatively regular basis at these events on different subjects. I don't do it every time.
And you've become that guy, too.
Yeah, I am that guy. There is no doubt I'm that guy. It'll be a vote of all in favor, say aye. Thundering aye.
And everyone looks and turns and looks at you.
Yep. All opposed, nay. Me, nay. And then everybody, you know. There's that guy.
Yeah, that's why when we go to our school deliberative sessions here in Keene, we sit everywhere but not in the same area because of just what you said. Because if we were all sitting in the one corner, it would be that much easier to identify us.
That's actually brilliant, Conan. It's so normal for activists to bunch up, and it doesn't occur to them to disperse and spread themselves out. Like in a protest, it works better if you have the protesters.
Safety in numbers.
Each protester 15 yards away from the other, along a stretch of a half a mile of highway. That's way more effective than the normal thing they do when they bunch up.
Right. So, I mean, we do split up, but we are communicating. We'll be on what it used to be Facebook Messenger, and now it's turned into Telegram, which is a really nice little app. And so we are definitely talking amongst ourselves, and we're debating amongst ourselves and strategizing. I suggest that, anyone who's trying to work through their city or towns, it's much easier in the towns to get things done. Like, for example, Grafton, New Hampshire. I mean, how long was their silly session this year? It was like 11 hours or something, and they actually got things done?
Well, they in Grafton, they have nearly enough, because most people don't go to these town meetings. Now, politics in New Hampshire is much more a participation sport than it is most places around the United States, where everybody just sort of lets the politicians do whatever they want.
Right.
In New Hampshire and New England, it's less so that, but even so, a good percentage the majority of people do not go to these events. Let other people do it. And that's fine. In Grafton, that's true too, but they have enough activists to counteract the statists that do go.
Right.
And now, in Grafton, it's basically a takeover, as close as you can get to a takeover, because they're trying to get enough activists there to brute force the numbers in another direction. It's nothing like that in my town. There are two... Well, I guess legitimately there are three free staters in my town. One of them doesn't really count. They aren't going to vote. They're not going to change a vote or sway a vote in any way.
Yeah, well, by the way, the numbers you're talking about are just typical of liberty types, where they do spread out, and a lot of them don't vote, a lot of them don't agree with the system, and they'll to such an effect that they won't go to these events, period, because it's just a waste of their time.
It is a waste of our time.
Well, yeah, well, I would say that most definitely the 6 hours that we spent last year was a horrible waste of time. But
you're just banking it for the future.
But
really,
they were talking about it for a whole month. I mean, there was one Warren article, the one where they spent a bunch of money advertising their warrants. The school was advertising their own warrants.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's wrong. And by the way, it's against the law.
Yeah.
But they would just go ahead and blatantly doing it. But so that one warrant was talked about more than any of the other ones on the local radio, and it was in the newspaper, and there were people who went to this who never go to these sessions, who were actually that was something that was meaningful to them. That's why I do it. I do it to strike a conversation. You know, I'm not so much like,
it's a sacrifice, and I thank you for it. I will admit, when I go to these events, I have no visible effect on the meeting itself.
Right.
You know, maybe I might change somebody's mind on an issue here or there, but, you know, ultimately, nothing really changes.
So, right. And you may find it more worthwhile, as always. You know, I got a hammer in my hand and everything looks like a nail. But, you know, if you get video of the craziness that the insanity that they descend into when you propose a bill that slightly decreases their powers or something, then that can be really useful. I mean, sometimes those will go viral.
Right.
Videos.
If you could, if you have access to the YouTube freekeen.com YouTube channel, that 20-minute segment where we talked about this power that they have and this power that he abused, this law that they broke. It's an engaging debate. It's actually worth watching.
Well, of course, you know, you probably couldn't do this because you were so deeply involved in the Warren article itself. But if it were me and I was going to be there, I wouldn't even care what was going on in the meeting. I'd just be questioning the politicians as they're coming and going from the meeting, mm-hmm. and getting that on YouTube. I just think that's golden, because some, you know, every sixth one just, you know, really freaks out or whatnot, and, you know, makes a viral video.
I agree.
That's what draws attention to Freedom and Free State Project.
What qualifies as a viral video by your numbers, Dave?
Oh, I don't know. I guess maybe 3,000 hits in the first week.
It's pretty good.
But that would be considered, I mean, I've got videos that have done a lot worse than that, but eventually they seem to be viral. You know, like they might only get 1,000 hits in the first week, but over the following year they get another 50,000.
We're going to continue to talk about this, the tale of the slave with the nine levels of slavery.
We're getting closer to what we are now.
We're almost freedom here. Mm-hmm. It's almost freedom. So I think it's fascinating. There's the comparisons here done by it's Robert Norzik. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years. We've all heard the news stories, another shooting, and they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays, exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about this, the tale of the slave, as it is known. I've actually posted it up at our Facebook page. You can find it at facebook.freetalklive.com. And I've tweeted it out through Twitter, too. Twitter.freetalklive.com, if that's your preference. And it's just talking about sort of this Robert Nozick is giving his the different layers of slavery, and starting at the very worst case, which is complete slavery, being at the mercy of your brutal master's whims, cruelly beaten and called out in the middle of the night, and so on. It's Mark with you,
Ridley,
and Conan,
and we're going to go on with that. But first, I want to talk to Publius. Publius, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. I wanted to talk about free market justice systems, and to set the stage for that, I was hoping maybe you could discuss a little bit about what a free market policing force would look like.
Yeah, so are we talking about a justice system like arbitration, or are we talking about policing forces?
Like, I mean, like security.
Yeah.
A little bit of both, specifically dealing with how you'd address, let's say, a murder.
Okay. It gets difficult in these areas because we haven't seen it work out, but we have private...
It's not allowed.
Right. Well, that's true. Right. It's private security in this country. So, for instance, really most of the police work prior to 1850s...
Right. When was the last time private individuals took care of, like, a murder? When they strung them up and hung them from the...
Well, they, there was private police in the form of private security even in the 19th century, and we still have security forces that kind of hold people for police till the police come, and then we have arbitration organizations that exist today. And the suggestion is that they can handle criminal cases just like they handle civil cases. Have I done good enough, Publius, or have I not gone far enough down the primrose path for you?
You've gotten most of the way there, so I think my concern is this. It's clear that private security forces do a pretty good job when it comes to protecting, let's say, property, relatively small crimes. However, I think things really break down when you start dealing with truly heinous crimes, and the reason why is this.
Okay.
If I'm accused in a system of justice like we have now of, let's say, murder, the police can just come knock on my door, take me to jail. If I try to run somewhere, they can extradite me. There's really not a lot of discussion. You know, really, they can just go forth and take me to jail if that's what's necessary. In a private system...
After they shoot your dog.
Yes, unfortunately, it does turn out that way most of the time or many times. But let's say that in a private system, I commit what someone else considers to be a murder, but I say it was self-defense. Now, of course, I have my own private security force that I've hired, and they have their own private security force that they've hired. They don't want to fight because I'm not worthwhile. So what happens? You know, the person who has hired the other security force says, I want you to go get this guy. He's committed a murder. My security force says, he's only committed self-defense. Who wins? They don't want to fight over it, so do we both just end up, you know, sort of not getting the services we paid for, or what happens there?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's fascinating, right? But, I mean, I'm pretty sure that people want to be protected from murders. And so what we've got is, in the form of the free market, is the best system for delivering people goods and services that they demand. So I would suspect, just taking a wild guess here, that the free market would provide you that system of protection. Now, obviously, it's not going to be foolproof by any stretch of the imagination, but it's okay because we don't have foolproof now.
But here's a potentially ameliorative situation that goes part of the way. We could leave all the trappings of government in place, leave all its basic ministries in place, for instance, if New Hampshire were free and independent, and just deny them the ability to tax. So it wouldn't be that difficult for them to raise enough money other ways to prosecute all the murders and jail all the murderers that happen in New Hampshire. What is it, 3 a year, 2 a year? I don't know. It's not very many murders. Well, it's probably a little more than that.
I think, all right, so you bring up a good point. Who is actually paying the police? So now in this libertarian utopia where we have private security teams protecting us, you know, what do they do when they come across a murderer? Who is actually paying them? And I'm going to say it's probably going to be the insurance companies that are paying them through us. We're paying the insurance companies. The insurance companies are probably more interested in having the security teams on hand. So it's really going to be the insurance companies that are going to make the deciding call. You know, what do we do with these heinous crimes?
So how about this, Publius, getting a chance to listen to these guys, I think you're they're probably right. I mean, we have something similar in the form of automobile accidents, right? So we have two people that get in an automobile accident. They may not agree on what exactly occurred. Sometimes cops show up. Sometimes they don't. And the insurance companies, you know, they work it out amongst themselves. Okay, well, it looks like the bumper was hit here and the vehicle was struck in this manner. Must be their fault or whatever. So they take the whatever physical evidence they have, come up with a story, and they come as close as they can with the situations on hand.
And these guys are good at it because their money is at stake. I mean, they've got to hire people who know what they're talking about.
Does that make you feel any better, Publius?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. But again, I think that sort of harkens back to the property issue. When you're dealing with a car accident, by and large, you're trying to give enough cash for somebody to repair the property of the vehicle and repair the property of sort of their body as well. So it's mostly a cash compensation system. When it comes to murderers, or, you know, let's put that aside, let's just say assaults, we really do want to have some people off the streets, though, I think. And so, we probably need a prison system, and I just don't think that can be done on a private level in a way that really makes any of us comfortable. Because, right, after all, if you get a really, let's say, conservative police force, you know, or insurance team, or whatever you'd like to call them, and they believe that for some religious reason they need to lock up anyone who, you know, eats donuts on a Tuesday, I mean, it's possible there are some pretty crazy religions,
Sure. Then
we really don't want them jailing people, and you don't want to have your security force fighting theirs. So I do have concerns when you don't have sort of, you know, unilateral police forces, unilateral means of dealing with criminals.
We just don't need to go there in society. There's no danger of the ball rolling out of control uphill, and we can just set that issue aside and let the government continue to take care of it. Again, as long as the government's not allowed to initiate force against bystanders or anyone else, then there shouldn't be a problem.
Well, if the government can't initiate force, it's not the government.
Well, I mean, it could still have all the trappings. It just has a much smaller budget because it's not taxing. That's really the only difference, is it's not taxing. And you never know. Sometimes, like, it's like Rush Limbaugh used to say, the way the government could really grow its income would be to cut taxes.
Yeah, that's curious as far as the definition of government is. If it's completely voluntary, like I can just opt out anytime I feel like it, like, nope, no more, I don't want to, I don't want to pay into this, is can you define it as government? Because I know you can have two people getting together deciding what they're going to watch at the movie theater is a government. It's two people government.
Yeah, it's people getting together to agree on something. So I don't think, I'm not too worried about this super hyper-conservative government coming into power, Publius, because, I mean, there are some areas where that might occur. Abortion comes to mind, but you're not going to have... We already have that, right? In New York City...
Or anti-gay.
Anti-gay stuff probably, too. In New York City, you have this Bloomberg fella decided, you know what's a good idea? We need a thinner New York City. Let's cut out sugary drinks of a certain size. So you've already got that crap going on. If you had some organization that was attempting to do that without a monopoly on violence in a given geographic area, they would be significantly less successful.
They would be laughed at.
I'd agree with you that we need places to lock certain people up. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. There are some people that simply can't handle freedom, and they need to be locked away, whether they're insane or not. It doesn't really matter to me whether they're insane or not. Functionally, they can't exist. They should either be shot in the course of their crimes or locked away so that they're not doing other things to other people. But... I mean, wouldn't that be just a liability on the standpoint of an insurance company? I mean, I had my insurance company decide that I was too much trouble to give house insurance to, and, you know, after 20 years of doing business with this organization, yep, sorry, you had a call. You called in and asked for, you had a claim, and we just don't deal with claims. You only give us money. We don't give you money.
Holy
and that was it.
Did you get picked up by another company?
No, sure. Insurance companies are a dime a dozen.
Yeah, and how much more were you paying, though, or was it about the same?
No, it was more.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah,
I mean,
they're in cahoots. They call each other up. They see the records. So, I mean, you can't escape these. You can't escape any longer. You can't go across the border and your crimes are forgiven. I mean,
right. There's no going desperado anymore. But my concern is, Publius, is that... Who's going to pay for incarceration? Because if you make the incarcerated person pay for their incarceration, then you incentivize organizations to incarcerate people beyond the period of time that they should be incarcerated.
We've got buttons to make, and we got all our criminals
making buttons.
Right, we've
got license plates to make,
exactly.
Or whatever. And that concerns me in that area. I haven't come up with the greatest answer. The best thing I could say is that you just take a space of land and fence it off, put guards around it or whatever, and then let them do whatever they want on the inside, kind of like a penal colony.
I would say the worst thing about the present-day prison system is that they're not actually paying back to the people who they wronged. That's the worst part. We're all paying to have these people incarcerated, and they're not actually paying back to the families that they victimized.
Publius, we've almost talked you into the dirt. Do you want to come back?
I'm all set. Thank you.
Thanks so much,
Mr.
for the call.
Mr. Scipio.
855. That's a Roman joke. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in with your topic.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year. year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.